President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet later this month at a gathering of global leaders to discuss the ongoing trade dispute between the two nations. But Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance, says while financial markets initially responded favorably, the upcoming confab is very unlikely to break the impasse that is rattling the global economy. Rick, how are you reading this?
Well, we saw stocks jump when President Trump said, yes, he is going to meet with President Xi of China in Japan during this big meeting called the G20. As if these two guys are going to get together and they're just going to resolve everything. I think markets are completely overplaying this. I don't think Trump and Xi are going to accomplish much at all. I think they're basically at loggerheads because these are they put issues on the table that are very difficult to resolve. And I think it's quite likely that they have this meeting and then the trade war resumes right after the meeting's over.
All right. It's almost as if investors decided, you know what, this is good enough news. Let's make a little money today. Because they know this, right? I mean, they know it's complicated and nothing's going to get done at this meeting other than maybe, I don't know if there is, more low-hanging fruit.
Well, there definitely is trade war fatigue. I mean, everybody is tired of this. I'm tired of talking about it and writing about it. I mean, I wish I could move on to something else. I never knew that I would have to become conversant in all these complex trade things. But it's not going away. And I think we're at a point where President Trump is basically saying to President Xi of China, we want you to change your economy in ways that are favorable to us, but maybe not so favorable to you. And China is saying, yeah, you know, we're not going to do that. And if somebody were telling the United States we had to change our economy, we wouldn't do it either. So, and I think the third problem here is that this is a flawed strategy. I mean, trying to do this through tariffs is just not the way to do it. Trump should have gotten together with allies, Canada, Europe, Australia, Japan, everybody else who has the same problem with China. And basically, everybody should have confronted China on this together with the United States leading. Instead, the United States is doing it alone. China is basically trying to make side deals with other countries who don't have the same appetite for this trade war. And that is just going to make it very hard for Trump to get any traction on this.
But everybody who, all those countries you mentioned before, including the United States, everybody's in agreement that China cheats, right?
Yep. Yes.
So
yeah, and they essentially do the same thing to all these countries, which just for example is they steal all the technology they can get. They put up, you know, barriers. If you want to do business in China and have access to the market, you have to basically turn over technology. The way they subsidize these giant state-owned firms, that hurts everybody. That hurts steel manufacturers here in Europe and Canada, everywhere. So we're all in the same boat.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance, and he's written a piece entitled Markets Are Still Getting the Trump Trade War Wrong. At this point, are both men seeking a small victory that they can take back to their countries? Because as you mentioned, China's not changing its laws to benefit us.
I don't think so. I don't think there are small victories to be had here. I think what we're going to see is, each president has a constituency or several constituencies back home that they need to appease. That's true of President Xi in China, just as it is of President Trump. And they need to come away from this meeting saying, see, I got something. But I think they're going to probably characterize it differently. And I'm not sure they're either going to get anything. I think we're just at a sort of a standoff position. One of the pieces of analysis is let's draw an analogy here to the meeting these two guys had in Argentina back in November. That was followed by a so-called truce in the trade war while they began negotiations. So there's some thinking that the same thing could happen now, except the circumstances are very different right now. I mean, they've already negotiated the easy stuff, and they're stuck on the hard stuff. So to say, let's go negotiate some more is to say, let's go right back and get stuck on the same hard stuff we were stuck on before, because I think we're getting to the point where neither side is going to cave. So that means the only way out of this is just the status quo. The tariffs that Trump has put in place remain there, or Trump does what he says he's going to do, and he escalates and makes this worse.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 hit a record close yesterday after the Fed suggested an interest rate cut. It was the fourth straight day of gains.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.